Thank you for calling our Shop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey there, my name is Joshua. I got a call from you guys about setting up installation for my home in Kingston.
Yeah, I can help you with that. Can I get your last name, Josh?
Yes, Stratton Rayner, Stratton hyphen Rayner.
Hi there, Joshua. Just so I can make sure I'm in the right account, can you tell me what your service address is supposed to be?
That's 371 Albany Avenue.
And you said here in Kingston. Thank you very much. And what is the email address attached to the account?
jmrayner@gmail.com.
And what's the phone number attached to the account as well?
717-370-1246.
Thank you very much for that, Joshua. So yeah, I can definitely get you installed for this appointment. It looks like the earliest time we can do it is as the 31st. Let me double check our calendar to see what we have available on that day or after. So give me one second.
Okay.
So on the 31st, we have a 1 or a 3 o'clock appointment available.
Okay. Let's say 1.
1 o'clock on the 31st. Very well. I'll get that scheduled out for you.
Cool. That's great. Yeah, and that'll, because I think my Spectrum service wraps up on the 4th of August. So that'll be
perfect timing, right?
Pretty good transition.
And you said 1 p.m., correct?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Alrighty, I'm getting that saved up. There we go. I got you scheduled out there, Joshua.
Okay, great. And about how long does the installation actually take?
So our service appointments are for 2 hours for installation. It can take less time. It depends on whether or not they need to come in and do the drop during the appointment, or if they come in the day before to do it. If they come in the day before, those appointments can take anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to do. But if they do have to do the drop, which is essentially running the cable from the street to your home, those appointments can take that full 2 hours.
Got it. Okay. Great to know. I will block in my calendar and looking really forward to it.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Joshua?
I think that's it.
All righty. Thank you for calling us here at our Top 5.
There is one thing. So when I was signing up online a few days ago, there was the option to run a credit check to avoid paying like
the minimum deposit fee. Yeah
exactly. So for some reason my like name and info, sometimes this happens if with the hyphenated last name, but for whatever reason the info wasn't going through and the software couldn't perform that credit check. So I did have to pay that $50 fee. So does that just go get credited toward the billing, or how does that work?
So our minimum deposit fee is pretty much, it's a verification check on your, it's a soft credit check and a verification check of your information on you. That amount of money does not actually get credited towards any of the bills, but when service is terminated, we do return that deposit.
Got it. Okay. All right. I'm just wondering if there is any way to ahead of the installation, try to run that check so that I could avoid, I've already paid the $50, but I don't know if there is any way to kind of recoup that by seeing if doing it over the phone or something like that.
If you wanted me to, I could actually run that check right now for you just to double check.
Yeah, if you would, I think that would be helpful.
Let me just get your information.
Sure.
And just so I have it, so So your last name is hyphenated Stratton Rayner, and is that just so I'm clear on what's going on for that one? Is that legally that is your last name? I could see that. Which yeah. one is on like your license? Is it the full hyphenation?
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for that. I'm pulling that information up right now. Just give me one more moment. I am so sorry about the delay.
No problem.
And the phone number you're calling me from is your primary number from what I can see.
That's right.
And what is your social security number?
221-76-4092.
Say the last four one more time.
4092.
Thank you very much for that, Joshua. I don't know why someone else was having issues with that. I just pulled it up and it says shows that you are in good standing. So I will message out to the right department to see whether or not we can get that deposit refunded to you.
Okay, great.
That because I'll provide them with this information and details.
Okay.
So. All righty. So is there anything else I can help you with today, Joshua?
No, I think that's great. I'm really excited about it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arkshot Fiber, and we're happy to get your service installed at the end of the month.
Great. Thank you. Take care.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.